With gasoline rising towards $4 a gallon, the incentives to ride a bike have never been greater. Yesterday in downtown Tampa, just outside of Mayor Pam Iorio's office, National Bike Month was noted, with dozens of cyclists being a part of the festivities. One of those cyclists was Bob Glazer, the chair of the Tampa Downtown Partnership. He referred to a local group responsible for the event, Tampa Bay Cycle, and the Elite 100.
The Elite 100 is a group of bicyclists who know that riding a bike provides sound mind, fit body, and helps our environment, which we're all very interested in. Those who join the Elite 100 are committed to encourage five or more friends, neighbors, coworkers, acquaintances, any leader, anyone you can find to join you this month in the bike month of May.
Representing the city of Tampa at the news conference was Santiago Carrada, the city of Tampa's neighborhood services administrator. He said Tampa is now committed to looking at alternative ways of transit, which include cycling.
We have been very, very committed to greenways and trails. In fact, many of you have seen new bike trails along major roadways. In fact, and I don't want to forget any, we've seen some new ones on Jackson Street. We've seen some new ones on North Tampa Street and Nebraska Avenue. So you see those popping up. We've just appointed a new green officer in the city of Tampa to make sure that we're doing those things that make us a green local community. So we are really, really behind the movement.
A majority of those cyclists who rode into downtown Tampa came from St. Petersburg, crossing the bay by riding on the Friendship Trail. Tim Butts is the president of the St. Petersburg Bicycle Club. He hailed improvements made in both St. Pete and Tampa for cyclists, but said the next step is for the general non-bike riding citizenry to get better informed.
We're coming up First Avenue. We're single file. We're about a dozen of us. We're moving with traffic. We're in the bike lane. Woman comes up to a cross street, rolls down her, purposely rolled down her window and yells out, "You should be on the freaking sidewalks." But she didn't use the word freaking. So I think definitely education, it needs to be done. And certainly the city of Tampa and the city of St. Petersburg with the mayors Iorio and Mayor Fisher are doing a fantastic job, but much more needs to be done.
Julie Bond is the director of the new North Transportation Alliance operating out of USF. She cycles virtually every day from her home in Temple Terrace to the campus on Fowler Avenue. On this occasion, she traveled into downtown Tampa and said it's a much more challenging course.
As I rode here today, it's interesting because as the roads changed, you know, there are roads that don't have bike lanes. The traffic levels changed, and yes, there's a lot we still need to do. Bike lanes really help when you're cycling, especially in Tampa. A shoulder's nice, but in Tampa, it is very nice to have a bike lane that shows, you know, you can be there as a cyclist. Because we did notice the difference as we made our way here.
Matt Swenson lives in Tampa's Seminole Heights area.
I try to bike as much as I can, at least three or four times a week. Mostly it's for personal exercise and things like that, just because it is very dangerous out there. I've got two kids. We have started a Seminole Heights bike club to try to get more people out on the road and get more people aware. And get more, just to make people aware that there are cyclists out there.